to the worship service this morning. I hope you had a good Sunday school hour as we did and learned of the Lord. Got a few announcements here, and then we'll get right into our worship service. The puppets will be performing this evening. If you've never seen that, I don't know who hasn't, but if you haven't, they typically do that on Sunday evening. It is an excellent ministry. They do an excellent job here with that. So if you haven't seen that, they're going to do that this evening. Church starts at 6, if you could be here for that. The puppeteers are asked to stay after the service this morning so that, my little grandson was waving at me. I'm sorry. I got distracted. There are more important things in life. Hi, buddy. I love you. Everybody say, aww. If you'd have seen the picture that I saw yesterday of him, you'd have been going, oh. But anyway. So anyway, back to the puppeteers and the service tonight. I'm sorry. The puppeteers were asked to stay this morning after the worship service so that the stage can be set up. And they also need some other volunteers. If anybody could help, that would be greatly appreciated. They need a sound man to volunteer to be here at 5 this evening so that they can go through, do a quick rehearsal, and also for the performance tonight. So if you're a sound man and you would be willing to do that, please see Judy or Tiffany, and that would be greatly appreciated. There's a Kings Island trip planned for June the 21st. I'm believing it's in the bulletin this morning. But there's only been 4 families sign up for that. So if you plan on going on that trip or like to go, please see Christine Scragg, and she will give you more details. There's a board meeting this evening or this afternoon at 4 o'clock. So if you're part of the board, make sure you're here for that meeting. And also, they're still taking nominations for teachers and different things throughout the church. I think the nomination forms are out in the foyer, and there's still I guess there hasn't been very many turned in. So if you could fill that out, make sure that you touch base with the person that you would like to nominate to make sure they're willing to serve in that capacity. Throughout the next year, and turn those in to one of the 4 pastors or John, wherever John is. All right. If you're visiting with us today for the first time, we're glad you've made your way here and you just you make yourself right at home. All right. Before we get into our worship service, I'm going to ask our graduates. They're going to make their way in, and I'm going to ask the whole congregation, if you would stand, and let's just give them a congratulatory applause for their accomplishment as they come in. Them here shortly, but we're going to get right into the worship service. I need 4 ushers, if you would, come service this morning, we'll take up this morning's tithes and offerings. So if you could make your way up front, I need 3 others to help Todd here real quick do the offering. All right, need one more. Come on, somebody. There we go, Pastor Jimmy. Very good. You was in the right place at the right time. Be ready in season and out, right? Yeah. All right. Trent, if you would, pray for the service and pray for the offering, please.
Lord, thank you for bringing us all your sake this morning, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to be able to come to your house and to spend time with you and worship you and everything that you've done for us. We thank you for these graduates and their accomplishments and being with them.
Amen.
Songs they'd like to hear this morning, and we I didn't ask them all because I knew we were limited, but this one right here was mentioned twice. So I appreciate them kids, and I hope you strive to be just like Jesus the rest of your life.
Beloved, it doth not yet appear what we shall be when His voice we hear. There is one thing that I know for sure, when He appears, we'll be sinless and pure. For we shall be like Him. Oh, we shall be like Him. When He appears, you can say goodbye to pain. You can say goodbye to tears. Changed in a moment, we all shall be with Jesus to live through eternity.
Get your hymnal, turn to 134 as the choir goes down. 134.
To God be the glory, great things He hath done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life and atonement for sin, and no open the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done. Great things He hath taught us, great things He hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our victory, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done.
Amen. Chris, would you ask God's blessing on the message this morning as Aaron preaches?
Yes. Father, we bow in Your presence, Lord, thanking You for another beautiful day. We thank You for the many blessings of life You bestowed upon us, dear Jesus. Father, we ask You to go with Brother Aaron now as He breaks the bread of life, that we may use it to Your will and take it and run with it, Heavenly Father. And Lord, help us all to be that very special Christian You'd have us to be. Touch Him in a mighty way, and remember each and every one here today. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
Bless you, Aaron.
Bless you. We shall be like Him. But it's not that we're going to be like Him. We shall be like Him. We need to be like Him right now. Because that's what Christian means, Christ-like. So to you graduates, it's an honor this morning that I have this privilege to speak for a few moments this morning hour. I began to think of those in the Bible who may be going through what you are going through. This is a transition in your lives. You'll be going out and going to college, and some of you will be going away. But I began to think who went through a great change in his life in the Scripture. And I began to think about Joshua. Now, those of you that were here last night, we heard a message about Joshua from the third chapter. Well, this morning I'm going to go to the first chapter of Joshua. If you'll turn there in your Bibles with us. Chapter 1 of the book of Joshua in the Old Testament. I know we often ask our graduates what their favorite verses are and what their when they were saved. But I want to use Joshua as an example just for a few moments. Joshua got put in his position not because he graduated from high school. Joshua was put into his position because the leader of Israel had died. And here he is. He had walked with Joshua. He had been with Joshua. And he began to see the things that were happening around about, but Moses died and somebody had to take over. Why did Joshua get the opportunity to take over? If you go back to the book of Numbers in chapter 13, it talks about the spies that were sent out to see the promised land. And I thought, you know, there were 12 spies that went out, one from each tribe, and they went out to see what was going on. But when they came back, of that 12, only 2 said, "Let's go." So I'm going to encourage you all as you leave here. I hope you don't leave here, but as you go out, I'm going to encourage you to be one of those 2 that came back with a good report. I'm going to encourage you to be a Joshua and a Caleb. I've heard you all testify. I've watched you sing. I've watched you grow up in the Lord. And I want you to continue doing that. Because there is a reward for those that serve the Lord. Joshua and Caleb, they came back that day and they, I don't know if they were the two that were carrying the bunch of grapes or not, but they may have been. But they could hardly walk. It was such a big cluster of grapes that they found in Canaan land. And they went with one thing in mind, that they had faith in God that they could take the land. I want you to leave here knowing that you can accomplish anything if you take God with you. And Trenton gave us an example in class this morning about God being with him. I never thought of it this way, but he said he was talking, he was awake in the middle of the night sitting on his bed, and he had to go to the restroom, and as he was going up the stairs to go, and he said he just began to imagine that God was still right there beside of him, walking up the steps. I didn't ask him if he closed the door before he went to the restroom or not, but I believe we need to take him with us wherever we go. But I thought of that. As we travel down this life's road, we need to take him with us. You know, a lot of times we think, well, I'm in college now, or I'm working, or whatever I'm doing. He's not interested in what I'm doing. Yes, he is. He's interested in everything that you're doing. But I want to show you here about Joshua. Joshua and Caleb. Now, I named one of my sons Joshua because I love the book of Joshua. And the things that went on in there. Jimmy named his son Caleb. And I think he was on the same track because of Caleb in the Bible. But I thought here, these two young men were out there as spies looking into the land. And they came back with a report that said, hey, we can go. We can take it. They had faith in God. You say, did that, when they decided not to go, they were right on the border. They were right there ready to go in. But there was 10 of them that said, no, we can't do it. There's giants in the land. Guys, you'll run into some giants out there. You'll run into some classes. You'll run into some teachers, professors that's going to oppose what you think. But you take your stand because it's going to be worth it after a while. I thought, you know, I'll share a story from one of our we've been doing this for 28 years, recognizing our graduates. And I really look forward to it every year. Last year I was in kind of bad shape and I wasn't doing too good, but I asked Jimmy and Robbie to kind of take over this part of the, you know, getting the awards and getting everything together, and I appreciate them doing that. But I thought, you know, there was a young man who used to attend our church that he met up with one of those professors, that if you said anything about God or you mentioned God, you might as well count on getting a failing grade. And I thought, now that's a giant when you're in college. Because you got a 3-hour course or 4-hour course, and somebody says, if you mention God, you can just hang it up on your grade. But he challenged him. He wrote his theme paper on God. And you think, why would he do that knowing that he was going to fail? You know, God has us out there for a reason. He got an A in that class because he took his stand. And I think that's what the world really wants to see from Christians today. They want to see us take a stand. They want us to stand up for what we believe. You can see in the last election how things have gone. You know, people are looking for somebody who will mention God's name. Yesterday, I taped a wedding ceremony. I don't normally do that. But for some reason, I taped it. And as the service went on, there was a minister from the United States that they let speak. How many in here heard that? I thought of that and I thought, wow. He took his stand right before the whole world. And that's what God wants us to do. And I believe there's going to be some great things come out of that. because some people have never heard the gospel. Some people don't know the love of God. But it's up to us when we get out there to make a difference. And I want our graduates to realize that you can make a difference. Joshua and Caleb, they didn't make a difference right here. But you know, because of what they did here, they were the only two over the age of 20 years old that got to go into Canaan. Only two. Joshua and Caleb. And of course, Joshua, he became the second man in command there with Moses. But I thought, you know, when you're standing in the midst of a battle, we need to realize if we take our stand for Christ, we're going to be winners either way. Audrey sings that song, "I'm a winner either way." If you keep your trust in Jesus Christ, if you keep your testimony in Jesus Christ, you say, when I go to college, I'm going to do what I want to do. Be careful. Be careful. I know a young man who's in prison today because he did whatever he wanted to do. Took the life of someone not meaning to. But you need to realize God is always with you. Even when you go to the restroom. Right, Trent? He is with you everywhere. You say, oh, I wouldn't want him to see me naked. That's how he sees you. That's how he made Adam and Eve. He didn't put clothes on them. But he created you, so don't worry about what he's seeing. Because he knows. Now, the thing we need to be worrying about is the fact that he sees all. He sees us when we're out there doing something we shouldn't be. We say, well, I'm going to hide it from... Last Sunday was Mother's Day. We think we hide things from our mother. But mothers have eyes in the back of their head. And I've always thought of that. I thought, now how did she know that? But they do. But we honored mothers, and today we're honoring you as children of those mothers. But it's important for us to realize that God is always present. He's a very present help in the time of need. And I thought of the message Tim gave last night. He shared about the situation they went through and the loss of that child. And how hard that would be to lose a child like that. And he asked him this question. He said he's not talking real well, but he answers in yes and no's. And he asked him, he said, was the dog with you? And he said, yes. And he said, was the dog with you when you fell asleep? He said, yes. And he said, was the dog with you when you woke up? And he said, no. He'd gone back or gone another direction. And then he asked him, he said, was you scared? He said, no. That's the power of prayer. A little 3-year-old out in the woods with coyotes, snakes, and everything else you can think of. That is the power of prayer when he can say, I wasn't scared. And then he went on to ask him one other question. He said, was you alone? And he said, no.
Yeah. Amen.
Can you imagine that? I'm wondering who was with him that night. I don't wonder. I know who was with him.
Yeah,
the power of the Holy Spirit, and probably an angel was laying right there beside of him.
Yeah.
But his thought for that is, you know, we're never alone. And God has power, and there's power in prayer. But Joshua and Caleb, they decided to take their stand, even though they were the minority. Anybody know what Joshua means? Salvation. And that's what Jesus means too. It's salvation. He's salvation for mankind. And at that point, Joshua, as soon as he took over, his role was to take the children of Israel into the promised land, cross the Jordan River, and move in. Anybody know what was wrong with the Jordan River at that time? It was flooded. It was out of its banks. But yet, he told the priest, when you step in the water, when you take your stand, when you step in the water, it's going to part. Amen. Guys, when you're out there and it seems like there's nothing you can do with the situation, do what Moses did that day as he said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord when they were crossing the Red Sea to get out of Egypt. But I want to read this, and this may be all I do is read this scripture, the first 9 verses of the book of Joshua. And I want you to think about them real closely as I read them. It says, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that your sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down the sun, shall be your coast. He's telling them that from Euphrates over to the Mediterranean Sea, that's going to be your land. And this is the one that I like too. It says, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Yeah. Listen to this, graduate. There's not any man that can stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Amen. God's going to go all the way with you guys. Just keep your hand in His hand, and He will lead you on. And he repeats this 3 times in this remainder of this scripture. He says, be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall you divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. He's saying there, don't get sidetracked. Don't turn to the right, don't turn to the left, but follow me and I'll take you all the way. When you get out there in the world, you'll be tempted to turn to the left, turn to the right. But follow Jesus. Always ask that. We used to have bracelets. Anybody remember what they were? WWJD. What would Jesus do? And I thought, you know, we ought to ask ourselves that every day in every situation. What would Jesus do? He says, only be thou strong and very courageous. The book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For even thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. He says to depart not from the law. What is he telling us there? What does it mean to meditate? A lot of people sit and meditate, try to clear their head and everything, but he's saying to meditate on his word. What does that mean? Study. Take time to just sit and read and think about God. I know it's important as you take tests. Any of you ever had a test in high school? Any test that you were really worried about? You know, if you don't get this one, you're in trouble. But I thought, you know, if we would always remember to meditate on His Word, not only study the subjects that you're supposed to study, but take time to study His Word. Take time to sit on your bed and meditate on God's Word. And then He promised, He says, and then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, successful. Then thou shalt have good success. It says, have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. That's His promise to you all today. You take Him with you, He's going to be right there. He's going to be right there anyway. But He wants to be there. And something came up this morning that Trent reminded us of. I'm picking on Trent this morning. He taught my Sunday school class lesson, so I want to share with you what I learned from him. He was talking about his cell phone. Now, he might not want me to share this, but I'm going to. He was saying when he texts somebody or writes somebody or calls somebody, you know what he's wanting in return? He's wanting a quick answer. And he shared with us, especially if it was a girl. And he said, you know, I'll text and then I'll keep checking. Are they going to answer me, you know, or what's happening here? But then he went on to say, that's just like God. He's waiting for us to talk to Him, to answer Him, to meditate on His Word, to put Him first. And that's all He wants, is for us to call on Him and ask Him. He says, ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. God is waiting for our call. Trent tells me he's talking to him in the middle of the night. And I said, Trent, don't you feel bad about waking him up to talk to him? He didn't feel bad at all. Because he's read the scripture, he knows that he never slumbers nor sleeps. He's not on vacation. He's not waiting, you know, to get his phone to work or charge his phone so he can get back to you. He's right there ready to answer your call. And as you go away and wherever it might be, keep Him first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and your education, your life, your athletics, your music, whatever you might be involved in, He will add it unto you. It'll be added unto you. So seek Him first. And as Jimmy gets ready to come, I want to share with you again, we need to be Joshua and Caleb's. We need to be willing to take our stand. And if we do, God will reward you. God will let you see the promised land. We need to be like Him. We shall be like Him. And if we're like Him, He'll be there for us. Let's all stand for just a moment, if you would. I know we're about to recognize our graduates. Kim sent me the list, and she said, Aaron, this is how I think we can make this work. And I said, well, I'm going to try to do an hour for each graduate. So you got about 5.5 hours left for this, so I'll let you stand for a little bit before we go on. But I thought, you know, we all need to take time to meditate on God's Word. If you're here this morning and you're not where you should be with the Lord, or if you've never known Him as your Lord and Savior, He is your Savior. He is the one who brought salvation to a lost and dying world. The scripture I mentioned the other night, he didn't come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And he can save you this morning if you don't know him as your Lord and Savior. All you need to come, and the scripture says, those that believe are not condemned. So if you believe in Jesus Christ, you believe in God, all you need to do is take that step and make it known to everyone that you accept Christ as your Savior. I've often said it doesn't matter if you're 7, 5, 35, or 70 or older. My grandpa was 70 years old when he got saved. My dad was 35 when he got saved. And I was 9 when I got saved. But I say to you today, it doesn't matter where you've been, doesn't matter what you've done, he stands with open arms, ready to invite you in. So as we get a song of invitation, I encourage you. I really encourage you to follow Jesus. And graduates, I encourage you to follow him every day. Find you a church to go to at school if you're away. Find you an organization that believes in Jesus Christ and his salvation. And you'll be all right. You'll be all right. So as we sing, if you have a need, I invite you to come right now.
Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name.
Thank you. May be seated.
I'd like for all three pastors to come up front here, if they would. Appreciate Aaron's message this morning. It's encouraging to know that God who is with us is going to be with them, and the God who is with Moses was with Joshua, and that they have nothing to fear because he will be with them the rest of their day. So we're so glad to honor our graduates this morning, and As I call out their name, they're going to come up, and we're going to let you know a little bit about them and honor them this morning. So, at this time, okay, you got some Bibles. There's some Bibles right there. At this time, we're going to ask Jacqueline Grace Bumpus to come forward. So. I'd like to ask for Grace's parents to stand at this time, if you will. Devil. All right. Thank you. Grace is the daughter of Rob and Lori Bumpus. She will be graduating 9th in her class with highest honors from Ripley High School on Friday, May 25th. While in high school, Grace participated in soccer and track, both of which she served as captain. This year, her soccer team had a record-setting season with 17 wins and 2 losses and won the MSAC championship. Grace is a regional champion and state finalist on the 4x400 relay team. And last night, they won a state championship in that race. Is that, did I get that?
Right here is the proof.
Right there is the proof. So. State champion. So, she is a rhododendron girls state participant and a member of the National Honor Society, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Youth Leadership Association, Mu Alpha Theta, and Rho Kappa. Grace has attended Goldtown Community Church since birth and has enjoyed participating in several ministries here. She is currently part of 316 and Hands to Praise. Grace will be attending Fairmont State University in the fall and has been awarded the Promise and Beyond, and the McLean Finalist Scholarships. Grace was saved at the age of 6 and baptized when she was 7 years old. When asked what her favorite Bible verse is, she replied with all of them. She would like to thank her church family for all their support and prayers and ask for their continued prayers for God's guidance in her life. So, Grace Bumpus.
Yeah.
Her team did win the AAA girls state track meet yesterday, but she also was a member of the 4x4 relay that won first place in the state.
Amen.
She had her best time of the year, so that's her medal right there.
Amen.
We're proud
Amen.
Of her.
Amen. She's going to stay up here. Let's go back here. Okay, at this time we have Nakia Joy Eschenauer, if she'll come forward. Now, Kia's parents had a prior engagement. They were out of town, but if you are in here and you consider Kia as one of your own, I want you to stand at this time. Amen. Nakia Joy Eschenauer is the daughter of Steve and Lori Eschenauer and sister to Victor, Micaiah, Ty, Ava, and Claire. She is the granddaughter of Sandra Pittman and the late David Pittman, and Charles Eschenauer and the late Pauline Eschenauer. She is the biological daughter of Tara Hazelwood. At Goldtown, she has participated in Joy Bells and Hands to Praise. As a student of Kenna Elementary and of Ripley Middle School, she was a midget league cheerleader and a competitive gymnast. While a student at Ripley High School, Kia participated in track. Kia is graduating from Ripley High School on May 25th, 2018, and she plans to continue her education. So let's give it up for Nakia. This time we'd like to call Tatum Elizabeth Harper. And can we have Tatum's parents to stand at this time? Tatum is the daughter of Brian and Kelly Harper, sister to Lainey Harper. Grandparents are Tom and Doris Reese and Vanessa and the late Larry Harper. Tatum is graduating from Ripley High School on May 25th, 2018. She is a 4-year member of the Pride of Jackson County, the Ripley High School Marching and Concert Band. She played the flute for 3 years and a piccolo during her senior year. She was also the flute section leader her senior year. Tatum was a member of the state championship archery team for 3 years. She played soccer for the Lady Vikings for 1 year. She was in FFA for 2 years and has been a member of the Kenneth Succeeders 4-H Club for 8 years and has shown a horse and market hogs at the Jackson County Junior Fair. The summer before her senior year, she had the opportunity to explore the other side of the world by going to New Zealand, Australia, and Hawaii. Yeah, it's really rough, wasn't it? You did that before you graduated. Tatum was saved during a vacation Bible school at North Hills Baptist Church and was also baptized there. During the years she has attended Goldtown, she has been part of the Joy Bells and the King's Kids and now sings with 316 and performs with Hands to Praise. Her family would like to thank our church family for all the encouragement and prayers for her. They ask that you continue to keep her in your prayers. Her favorite Bible verse is Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Have I not told thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou goest. She plans to attend Bridge Valley in the fall to study diagnostic medical sonography. Tatum. This time we'd like to call Alexander Silas Hill. I'd like to ask for Alex's parents to stand at this time. Alex is the oldest son of Chuck and Shannon Hill of Evans. He is also the brother to Zach and Nick Hill. Alex has attended Goldtown Community Church for 3.5 years. In that time, he has participated when needed with Hands to Praise. He is currently a member of 316, and he's also one of the Bowtie Boys. Alex will be graduating from Ripley High School with honors on Friday, May 25th, 2018. While at Ripley High, Alex was a 4-year member of the Ripley High School Marching Band, where he was the senior leader of the bass drum section. He was a 3-year member of the Academic and Science Bowl teams, and a 1-year member of the History Bowl team. He was a member of Mu Alpha Theta and both Ripley High School National Honor Society and the National Society of High School Scholars. He was a member of Rhapsody in Blue Chamber Choir and played the role of Eugene in this year's school production of Grease. He also played in the pit for their past production of Music Man. Alex will be attending Marshall University in the fall, where he will be pursuing a doctorate in pharmacology. Give it up for Alex. You notice they put these hard words in here for me? Sonography, pharmacology. Okay. This time we'd like to call Austin Colt Jones. We'd like to have Austin's parents stand up this time. So. Grandpa? Grandpa? Yeah, and Grandpa. Sorry, we'll have Grandpa stand up. Austin Jones is the son of Todd and Sabrina Jones. His grandparents are Buddy Jones and the late Loretta Jones, and the late James and Mary Furches. At Goldtown Community Church, Austin gave his heart to the Lord and was baptized at the age of 5. Over his 14 years of attendance, he has participated in Joy Bells, Sweet Notes, King's Kids, 316 Teen Choir, 10 for Him handbells, the Bowtie Boy Quartet, and has been a song leader at many youth services. Austin will be graduating from Ripley High School with honors. While attending Ripley High School, he was a member of the National Honor Society, Mu Alpha Theta, and the Chamber Choir. He was awarded Honors Choir, All-State Choir, and All-State Chamber Choir. Austin also participated in Ripley High School soccer and track. And for his senior superlative, his peers chose Austin as most likely to win The Voice. I believe it. And Sabrina said she hopes that that Blake turns his chair around so Blake can work with him. Austin will attend Marshall University, where he has been presented the Board of Governors Scholarship and the Promise Scholarship. He plans to attain a bachelor's degree in computer science. He is thankful to be sharing his freshman dorm room with Alex Hill, his good friend from church and school. Austin's family would like to take this opportunity to thank our church family for your support, encouragement, and prayers for him. They would ask that you would continue to do these things as he transitions into this new phase of his life. Austin has chosen Psalm 40, verse 3, as a staple verse of Scripture to display on his dorm wall because it is a constant reminder of what God has done for him. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in Him. So, Austin Jones.
Sing for his Bible, don't you?
Yeah. Amen. You know what impresses me about our kids here at Gold Town? When you ask them their favorite verse, a lot of times what do you get? You get the same verses that are seen everywhere. But these kids have picked out verses that they like, that mean a lot to them, but aren't necessarily just the ones that you see all the time. I think that shows a maturity and a spiritual maturity that they have gained while they've been here at church. And so I'm getting sidetracked here. We've got another one to go. Other ones to go. But I just wanted to say that before I forget. So, okay. Our next graduate wasn't able to be here today. I'm going to read his bio. This is Dylan James Pett. Dylan Pett is the son of Jerry and Heather Chafee. He was adopted along with his siblings by Jerry on May 4th, 2016, completing the family. He is the grandson of the late Pam Stoeffler and John and Linda Bailey, the nephew of Sean and Michelle Stoeffler, John and Tracy Bailey, and the older brother to Gabriel, Megan, and Christian Chafee. At Gold Town, Dylan is a member of 316. He was saved at the age of 10. He plays alto saxophone for Sissonville High School Band. He has 4 Cavalcade of Band Championships behind him, where his band took first place twice and placed in the top 5 the other 2 years. He graduated Sissonville High School on Friday, May 18, 2018. After graduation, Dylan planned to attend Bridge Valley Community and Technical College and then on to Marshall University to obtain a degree in music education. That's Dylan Pett. At this time, we'd like to call Keston Danielle Smith.
That's right.
I'd like to ask Keston's parents to stand at this time. Danny's got to work. It's hard. Yeah. And, yes. Amen. Bless you. Bless you.
Keston has stayed with me, and I've been her parent.
Right.
Because Mom and Dad, I stepped in, and I just want to say thank you, God. And thank you, Keston, for letting me be part of her.
Keston is the daughter of Danny and Dina Smith, granddaughter of Gene Smith, Delmer Pritt, and Beulah Pritt, niece of Delmer and Julie Pritt, and goddaughter of Chris and Meredith Koontz. She transferred to Sissonville High School last summer and had a wonderful senior year. She was chosen as one of the 5 senior homecoming attendants and maintained a 3.0 GPA. She received a cord for Red Cross and also a varsity letter for basketball during her senior year. She accepted a basketball scholarship and will play for the University of Rio Grande in Ohio. She will begin college in August. At Goldtown, Keston sings with 316 Teen Group and is a member of Hands to Praise. Keston would like to thank all of her family and friends for their love and support throughout the years. So, Keston Smith. And at this time, we have one more we'd like to recognize. And Barry, can you make your way down here? Yeah, he's up there. So now, as he comes, they didn't submit a bio. So when you don't submit a bio, then I get to make one up for you. Barry Gwendolyn Strickland, 28 years old. He's studying to be an astrophysicist.
Jimmy, when I was talking to Danny about his daughter, I said, "Where's she going to school?" He said, "Rio." I said, "No, Rio." Yeah. He said, "No, Rio."
Yeah. I was going to ask you because that's not pronounced the right way, is it? Amen. I thought hard about that, Barry. So Barry is completing courses at this time for a 4-year degree. And give him this. That's Barry's gift right there. So, yep. So if you're associated with Barry this morning, please stand. Uh-huh. Come on, Becky, stand up.
Thanks. Yeah, appreciate that.
You won't forget it. All right. So we're thankful for all of our graduates. We're thankful for this church that has made sure to give them the knowledge that they need spiritually to be spiritually grounded. And it takes a community to raise a child. It takes a church community to raise a Christian child. And if you noticed in a lot of those bios, these kids were saved at a young age. And if they hadn't gone here their whole life, when they did come here, they fit right in and they just became part of the family. And we're so thankful for them this morning. 7 years old, saved at 7 years old, and baptized here at Goldtown. So we're so thankful for that. At this time, I'm going to ask, do any of the graduates have anything they would like to say? Alex said it's good to be free.
My wife just reached me this announcement, and I lost it. It's her phone. I have no idea where it's at, but it just popped up, and it said that our son Jamin was ordained as a deacon in the church that he's now attending. So all right. We're thankful for that.
Is there anybody else that has graduated any kind of courses or anything that we would hate to miss anybody? We try to get the word out. Anybody at this time, don't be afraid. I won't make up your bio for you. Okay. We're going to have the pastors to come down, and we're going to pray with our graduates. And then that will conclude the service, and we'll have them up here to stand, if you would, to come through and to shake their hand and tell them how proud you are of them. So at this time, we're going to have prayer with them.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen. With a degree in pastoral ministry.
Amen.
And he's already been accepted as assistant pastor of a church in Peoria, Arizona. He's getting married next weekend. And so he's got a full schedule here ahead of him.
Yes.
He's preaching tonight at his church in the Tabernacle.
Amen.
And he was the chaplain, the student body chaplain for the whole school at Pensacola Christian College this year. And I just want to praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Bless your mind.
He accepted the call when he was 14, I believe it was.
Amen.
He accepted the call to ministry, and God has led him this far and has opened the doors for him to continue on in the ministry. So, you know, that's a great honor.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, Mike. We're thankful for success.